FBI Director Robert Mueller is expected to announce a new team of experts, a super squad that will focus only on terrorism. The super squad will be based here in Washington. It's part of a reorganization planned for the Bureau, which has been criticized for not foreseeing and responding well enough to the September 11th terrorist attacks. NPR's Barbara Bradley joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is a super squad?
Well, one thing we know about it, we're getting details later, but it's going to be a big deal. Apparently, there are going to be hundreds of agents and intelligence analysts in it, and it'll be headed by a former CIA official. I don't know who that is yet, Bob, and it will be called the Office of Intelligence. Now, the idea is to take all the information about possible terrorist threats that agents get from around the world and funnel them through this clearinghouse. And then this clearinghouse will analyze the information and disseminate it back out to other FBI agents or to other agencies that might need to know about it, like the Energy Department or the Federal Aviation Administration.
And why does the FBI need a reorganization to do that? Doesn't it do that already? Doesn't it coordinate information?
Well, not all that well, apparently. First, terrorism hasn't been a top priority until 9/11, of course. But also, the 56 field offices in the FBI often operate like little fiefdoms. They're very independent, and they tend to keep investigations under their very specific control. So the idea here is to counter that. Also, Bob, this reorganization shifts the balance of power from New York to Washington. Up till now, New York has been the preeminent bureau for terrorism cases. It handled the first World Trade Center bombing case, the embassy bombing cases. But it's clear that Director Mueller wants terrorism under tighter control by headquarters. And, you know, we're seeing the same thing happen at the Justice Department. Attorney General John Ashcroft is moving the big cases like Zachariah Moussaoui and John Walker Lind close to home to the Eastern District of Virginia. So what we're seeing here is some consolidation here at headquarters.
Why are they doing this now?
Well, the FBI has come under a lot of criticism, most recently from Congress last week. They haven't been coordinating their activities when it comes to terrorism, people say. And apparently the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak, appears to be a memo that was written by an agent in the Phoenix office last July. As you recall, this agent became suspicious that several Middle Eastern men were taking flying lessons at aviation schools in Arizona, and he sent a memo about his concerns to headquarters way back in July, 2 months before the attacks, and he urged headquarters to do this nationwide visa search to see if this was a pattern. The Bureau acknowledged the memo, but they didn't do anything about it right away, and then 9/11 came along.
Did the memo mention Osama bin Laden?
It turns out that it did, at least according to the New York Times. Bin Laden was mentioned by name. The memo suggested that Bin Laden wanted to place his followers in the civil aviation industry as pilots, but also as security guards and aircraft maintenance workers, that kind of thing. But the Bureau didn't jump on the memo, and, you know, while it's easy to criticize with 2020 hindsight, the memo did not mention any specific attack. This is as close to an obvious warning as anything we've seen.
NPR's Barbara Bradley.